talking with Nicole and Crystal. Together they make Foxworthy. How's everything going, ladies?
It's wonderful.
Really good. Oh, that's really good there. I gotta ask here, how'd the name Foxworthy come about? Because I had one interpretation of it, and then just the other day, as I was sort of planning this out, I'm going, huh, this kind of sounds like Jeff Foxworthy. I don't know why it took me this long for that to dawn on me, so where'd that name come about for you two?
Nicole, why don't you tell the story? Because apparently I'm now getting too old that I'm missing portions of the story. So
there's two times she's told this story recently, and I was like, what have we been talking about? But she's got it half right. So basically, Crystal, her family moved into Regina from the farm, and they were living in this house. And when the snow melted, her dad noticed that there was a bunch of corn in the garden in the backyard. So he ended up burning it like he would out on the farm. And Crystal came home that day and was like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? We don't live on a farm anymore. So she's telling me this story while we're trying to pick band names. Okay. We just finished interviewing our drummer. We hired him on the spot and we were having some beers thinking of what we're going to call ourselves. And I said to her, like, you guys are just a bunch of rednecks. And she's like, what are you talking about? Your husband went home with someone, well, not with someone else, but with other people the night of your wedding. And you were on stage banging on a pumpkin. That's pretty redneck to me. And then she said, in your underwear. And I looked at her like cross-eyed. I was like, what is that? She's like, Foxworthy countdown. And I was like, that's it. So then I wrote out Foxworthy, but I spelt it Foxworthy. And then I looked at it. And I was like, no, that's not going to work. So I added an extra X and I put worthy as two E's. So two X's, two E's, because there's two of us. And that's how it came about. So Crystal's almost right.
I'm almost there. Yeah.
So it did come from the Foxworthy countdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we did Jeff Foxworthy, and, you know, we are as funny as him, so there is a lot of similarities.
We're going on tour, yep.
Is there a lot of stand-up in your act there then, or?
Well, there's a lot of improv.
Yeah, we don't sit and sing. Of course there's stand-up.
But a bunch. That was a good one.
Yeah,
good
one.
So you both are originally from Saskatchewan. What led you guys moving over a province, or in Crystal's case, two provinces?
I moved to Alberta in 2010 because my husband was transferred out there. And then Crystal was not far behind me to Alberta.
Yeah, to Calgary. And then, Nicole was in Lethbridge for what, 11 years?
12 years.
12 years. And then she just recently moved to Cochrane and I moved to New Westminster, BC. I deliver mail and I don't want to deliver mail in the snow.
Well, I'm pretty sure Lower Mainland's not known for getting too much snow, so it makes a lot of sense there.
Nope, we get about 3 snow days a year.
Yeah, it's called Snowmageddon because the whole world shuts down because Vancouver got 2 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Chaos. Well, I'm from Southern Ontario. My family's from Saskatchewan. So I don't even know how old I was. I couldn't have maybe been 5 or 6. And well, not for whatever reason, let me live it down that Toronto called in the military one time to clean out snow. And it wasn't like prairie, like 10 feet of snow. It was something minuscule.
The prairies are like the keepers of the snow. They're just like, you guys are all a bunch of babies. But they also know how to deal with it. So,
yeah.
Oh, my beer, this while I shovel my driveway with one hand.
So, are exactly. You two both from the same spots then in Saskatchewan, or how did you two come to work together?
Well, we both met in Regina. Nicole and I both were anthem singers for the Regina Pats. And her cousin worked on the staff there. And he told Nicole, like, oh, you should meet this other anthem singer. I think you guys would hit it off and be good friends because clearly we're both singers and we'd be friends. And so we did. We met and we went out to karaoke and that was basically it.
We sang Shania Twain, Brian White, and it was...
How do you remember this?
Well, again, you were telling about our name wrong.
So I'm not telling any stories anymore.
One person has to have the memory in the group.
That's right.
But yes, and the harmony was just like, I looked at Crystal and I was like, this is meant to be.
So there it is.
From this moment on.
Why have we never said that? That's funny.
So very much an opposites attract is what I'm gathering from this conversation so far.
Right.
Yep. Yep. I've always said Nicole is the dreamer because she's always, you know, she has an idea for a show and it's the lights and the this and the that and the costumes and the everything. And I'm like, okay, but how do we get there? How do we pay for that? But that's what makes it work, though, is she's always been the dreamer and I'm always the planner. So it works well.
Nice. So this coming weekend here, you're up for Fans Choice at the CMABs. What's that nomination mean to you both?
It means everything. If there was ever an award that I wanted to win, it's this. Because, I mean, it's wonderful to have praise from your peers and whatnot, but really that's just a bunch of fluff, to put it lightly. I mean, what's important is the fans. That's the reason we've played for 19 years. And to have that recognition from them is really heartwarming. I think that really speaks to why we've had longevity.
I agree with Crystal. That's exactly what it's all about.
So you guys have your new song, This Ain't My First Rodeo. How'd this one come about for you guys? Is it because you guys seem to play a lot of rodeo shows or?
Yes and no.
You know, during COVID, everybody had to take a step back and reevaluate music and think of what it was going to look like. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time and Nicole and I kind of just said, you know what, we're going to take a step back from just taking everything and just really focus on the shows we want and what holds value to us. And that kind of led us to the rodeo community. And the song just kind of came about. I was delivering mail and a little bit of the song chorus came into my head and I sent it a voice note over to Nicole and she kind of added in on it right away. And next thing you know, we were sitting down with Shard Morrison from Calgary, the songwriters, and the song came together very quickly, which is really hard in the sense of what kind of song it is. Those kind of songs are really hard to write. Everyone can write a meaningful ballad, but to write a song that's just kind of carefree and fun is really difficult.
So what is there special about this song to you guys that you guys want to make sure this one got put out there for people?
I love this song because we hear a lot of songs out there about, you know, guys driving the relationship or deciding that they want to hang out with the girl or they want to have, you know, take her home at the end of the night or whatever that looks like. But I think it was time to have a girl's perspective on that. And, you know, there was a time where Crystal and I were pretty good at that. we drove the ship, we drove the horse, whatever, however you want to look at it, drove the horse. It was our rules. And you know, as much as you miss those days, you can always sing about them every night on stage. So that's what we decided to do. Yeah.
So what all do you guys got planned for the rest of 2024 so far?
A lot of traveling. Oh, it's a lot. Nicole actually made a post the other day that she said, well, I guess I'm spending this summer on stage. And it's true. We're busy. There's a lot of stuff that's not even announced yet. As we were kind of chatting off the interview here, we have made a partnership with the PBR Canada this year and get to tour the Cup Series with them, which has taken us to Ontario, Grand Prairie, Brandon, Manitoba. And that's really exciting for us to do something like that and be a part of that team. It's given us a whole new audience, but there's a lot of rodeos and festivals and things on the horizon this year. It's good stuff.
Like I said to Crystal, we're doing the reverse Reba where we off play a bunch of shows and then we're going to retire just singing the anthem.
The reverse Reba. Yeah, I
love that. Well, this ain't my first rodeo. It's an absolute gem. I'm pretty sure people are going to love hearing it right quick. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.